United States. The new data suggests, though, that in the first few months of this year, a lot more cars were sold here than in America. The Chinese bought 735,000 new vehicles, about 78,000 more than were sold in the United States. Analysts caution, though, that we shouldn't conclude that this is now the world's largest car market. Sales are always higher in China, ahead of Lunar New Year celebrations, which this year came at the end of January. In America, they usually fall off after Christmas. Of course, the economic crisis made the situation in the US even worse than normal, but it's unlikely that China will maintain the number one position in world auto sales throughout the year. The president of General Motors China Division, Kevin Whale, points out that even if more cars are sold here than in the US, that doesn't necessarily mean more profit is generated in China.
You need to recognize that the value of those sales are on average significantly lower than the average sale of a vehicle in the US. So the revenue that's generated in the US market will be significantly larger than the China market for quite some time to come.
As far as volume of sales, though, the direction of travel is clear. Mr. Whale expects China to become the world's largest auto market within 5 to 10 years. Outside of big cities like Shanghai, few Chinese people own a car, and the big automakers hope that as standards of living continue to improve here, more will want to buy one.